Ready for another deep dive. This time we're going all the way to Sweden, back to 1993.
Ah, 1993. What a year.
We're cracking open a copy of Insektafera magazine. Ever heard of it?
Rings a bell, vaguely. Refresh my memory.
It's a publication by the Gästriklands Entomologiska
Catchy name. What does it mean?
It's basically a Swedish entomological society, a group of insect enthusiasts in a region called Gästrikland. And this particular issue, well, it's a bit of a thriller.
A thriller about insects. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
It centers around this big fight they were having over a proposed high-speed train route.
Ah, progress versus preservation. Classic struggle.
Yeah, and this one was going to cut right through a very special natural area.
I'm guessing these entomologists weren't too keen on that.
Not one bit. See, the train line was planned to go south of a lake called Trosken through what's known as a Kalkmoran area.
Kalkmoran, that's a new one. What
Wow.
is that exactly?
It's this unique type of landscape shaped by glaciers a long, long time ago. The soil there is really special, supports a very particular type of plant and insect life.
So not your average backyard bugs then.
Well, not at all. You're talking a biodiversity hotspot.
Give me some numbers. How biodiverse are we talking?
Get this. Over 90% of Norrland's red-listed butterfly species are found in this one area.
90%. That's incredible. This little Kalkmaren was clearly something special.
Absolutely. And it wasn't just about the sheer number of species either. You had this fascinating mix of northern, southern, and eastern fauna all in one place.
Species at their range limits. Always a recipe for ecological intrigue.
Exactly. And you can really feel the urgency in the GEF's writing. They were desperate to protect this place.
They weren't just studying insects, they were fighting for their survival.
So we're talking about some pretty rare butterflies here. Did any stand out in the magazine? Any favorites?
Oh, absolutely. They actually included this really detailed list of species found in that Kalkmaren area.
Let's hear it.
Well, one that caught my eye was Zygaena austridensis.
Zygaena. Say that again.
Zygaena austridensis. Bit of a mouthful. It's got a pretty great Swedish name, though.
Hit me with it.
Smalspotted bastard svärmeri.
Small. Okay, I'm not even going to try. What does that mean?
It translates to narrow-winged bastard fire bearer.
Bastard fire bearer. Wow, that's metal. These entomologists didn't mess around with their names.
Right. This butterfly actually has this really vibrant orange color. And from what I gather, this Kalkmaren area, it was like one of its last strongholds, really drives home the importance of their conservation efforts.
Yeah, imagine if future generations couldn't see a butterfly because a train track got in the
Oh,
way.
yeah.
Tragic. Were there any other butterfly celebrities in this magazine?
Let me see. Oh, there was another one. It was actually critically endangered at the time, Melitea britomartis. Or Veronica Ferrell, if you're feeling Swedish.
I'll stick with Melitea britomartis for now. What's the story with that one?
Well, they hadn't actually seen it in that area since the mid-70s.
So it's a bit of a ghost hunt.
Yeah, they were really hoping this train route wouldn't jeopardize any chance of rediscovering it.
Talk about dedication, huh? These
Well.
entomologists weren't just like out there for a weekend hobby. They were in it for the long haul.
Absolutely. And it wasn't just butterflies either, of course. The magazine mentions this other insect, Nola corellica.
Nola corellica. That doesn't quite roll off the tongue like bastard fire bearer.
Right. But this one is actually a moth, the Carelian trough spinner moth. And honestly, we don't know a whole lot about it.
Really? A mystery moth.
Pretty much. It's rare, not very well understood, and its presence in that Kalkmaren area just makes the whole conservation thing even more crucial.
It's like a big puzzle, and we're just starting to put the pieces together.
Exactly.
So they had all these rare butterflies, this mysterious moth, and a potential environmental disaster on their hands. What did they do about it?
Well, they got creative.
Oh, how so?
They had this idea for an award, the Dodd-Grever Prize.
Dodd-Grever-Prize. I can't even. What is that?
It means Gravedigger Award.
The Gravedigger Award. Okay, that took a dark turn.
Yeah, it was a tongue-in-cheek thing. They wanted to give it to, whoever was doing the most damage to insect life in their region.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say that the Swedish National Rail Administration was a top contender for that award in 1993.
You would be correct. Their proposed train route, this UA4 project, it was definitely in the running.
So, did they actually give them the award?
They almost did. But then they decided to hold back.
Hold back. Why? It's a brilliant award in a slightly morbid kind of way.
They thought it might be more impactful if they held off.
Interesting tactic. Sort of a we're watching you kind of thing.
Exactly. It was like a plea for the rail administration to reconsider, to prove them wrong.
So they were banking on the power of guilt. Did it work?
Well, the rail administration did end up postponing their decision. They agreed to do some more environmental investigations.
Wow. So the Gravedigger Award that never was might have actually saved some insect lives.
It's possible. The power of a good guilt trip, right?
Never underestimate it. But it wasn't all doom and gloom for our insect-loving friends in 1993, was it?
No, not at all. In fact, they also gave out their Goldvingeprisit that year.
Goldvingeprisit? Is that another tongue twister?
Not quite as bad. It's the Golden Wing Award.
Ah, so this is the Good Guy Award.
Exactly. It recognized positive contributions to Gestrickland's insect life.
And the winner is... Drum roll, please.
This one might surprise you. It was Vattenfall.
Vattenfall, as in the power company.
One and the same.
A power company winning a conservation award. What'd they do? Start building little beehives into their power lines.
It wasn't quite that, but it is pretty interesting. So Vattenfall, they were managing these power line corridors, right? Those big things that cut through the landscape.
Yeah, those are hard to miss. You're saying those were good for insects.
Well, it's all about how they were managing the vegetation underneath. They were clearing it. Yeah, but manually.
So no big machinery.
Exactly. No bulldozers, less disruption to the soil, and it ended up creating these really interesting habitats. Open spaces, scrubland, perfect for certain species that don't do well in more uniform environments.
So it was kind of an accidental conservation effort.
In a way. But it just goes to show, sometimes things we wouldn't expect to benefit nature can actually turn out to be really important. And this issue of insectivora, it's full of these little surprises.
Like what?
Well, there's this one bit about a GEF member who went to Crete.
Crete, as in the Greek island.
The one and only. And get this, he found this rare beetle, Pseudosphagestes bergeri. But here's the thing.
What's that?
They'd only ever found it in deadwood before.
Okay.
This guy, he finds it living in a completely different habitat. Changes what we know about the species.
Wow, talk about a lucky break. That's incredible.
Right. And that's not all. They also were doing some research closer to home on spider locomotion.
Hold on. Spider, how they move.
Yeah. So there was this theory going around about why spiders get tired so quickly after like a burst of speed. And the GEF, they did this whole study and challenged that theory. It's fascinating stuff.
Spiders are way more complex than I thought. Who knew?
Right. Oh, and one more thing. They found a brand new butterfly species in Gestrickland. Well, new to the region.
A brand new butterfly. What was it called?
Phimelicus lineola, or Leighton to tell Smiger in Swedish, the small Timothy skipper.
Okay, I'm going to need you to say that one again.
Leighton tell Smiger.
All right, I'm going to stick with small Timothy skipper for now. But anyway, it's amazing all these discoveries these amateur entomologists were making.
Right. It really shows how much we can learn from these kinds of dedicated individuals. They were really passionate about what they did. In fact, there's this one quote from the magazine that I think really sums it up.
That's it.
They said, one thing is certain, the Earth's 2 or 3 million species would do much better without humans.
Wow. That's a pretty powerful statement.
It is. But it really makes you think, doesn't it? We might not always realize it, but our actions, they have a huge impact on the natural world. Even when we're not trying to, we can cause harm.
So what can we do? How can we be more mindful?
Well, I think the GEF's work is a good reminder that even small actions can make a difference. Supporting conservation efforts, reducing our own impact on the environment, even just taking the time to appreciate the incredible diversity of insect life around us, those things all matter.
Yeah, absolutely. We often forget about the little guys, the insects that keep our world running. This deep dive into a 1993 issue of Insectivora has been an eye-opener, to say the least. It's amazing how a group of passionate individuals, even back then, were fighting so hard for the future of our planet, one insect at a time.